Welcome to you.
What's that?
I say welcome to you.
Thank you.
See you before.
That was my first time.
Is it?
Yeah.
This meeting is open. Please rise for pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you for coming out tonight. This is the meeting of the Growth Management, Land Use, Planning, and Community Services Council meeting. This committee's work scope includes matters of a non-quasi-judicial nature related to community growth and development, including but not limited to planning of the physical, economic, aesthetic, and social development of the city, comprehensive plan, zoning code, and housing, annexation policies, and code enforcement. The committee shall consider matters related to transportation planning and concurrency. Unless prohibited by the Black Diamond Municipal Code or other law, the committee shall consider matters related to project permit review, development agreements, and the MDRT. To everyone in the room, public must remain quiet during the meeting. Those wishing to speak must wait for a public comment on the agenda and must be recognized by the chair. If you are wishing to speak, please limit speaking to what is listed on the agenda and that remarks are within the bounds of civility. Thank you. Okay, the roll call.
Councilmember Pepper.
Present.
Councilmember Weber, here. And Councilmember Dee.
We have approval of the minutes from 3-9 and from 4-13. Councilmember Weber, as you read the minutes, do you see anything that needs adjustment?
No, Madam Chair, I didn't.
Okay, I move to accept the minutes for 3-9 and 4-13.
Second.
Okay. The minutes have been approved for 3-9 and 4-13. I have an announcement. There is a concurrent meeting this evening, 6:30 to 8:30, at the Black Diamond Library with Jay Osborne from the King County Department of Transportation. He's talking about road maintenance in rural areas of unincorporated King County from Auburn to Black Diamond. And some of those communities are Green Valley, Lake Home, Money Smith, 101 Pines, Horseshoe Lake. I don't know if you have a chance to go over, but it should be an interesting meeting because in the region, all the roads and transportation are affected by each other. Okay, item number one on our agenda this evening. If you have a public comment that you would like to make on topics in this committee's scope or on an agenda item, please wait to be recognized. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this time?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I listened to the audio of the last committee meeting, and you had mentioned that in regards to this Resolution 16-1082, that the mayor had replied to some questions that you had and that her response was different than what the staff report, which I assume is what's stapled to the resolution, that the mayor's response was different. I'm hoping that tonight you would read that email so we can understand the difference that you spoke of at the last meeting. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak at this time? Anyone else wishing to speak at this time? Okay, we'll go on to item number 2. Discussion of Resolution 16-1082. Authorizing the mayor to sign a professional services agreement for building department related services. We are continuing to work on this item, and I'm inclined, therefore, to hold this in committee. Councilmember Weber, where are you on this?
I would agree. There's still things that need to be covered in that ordinance, and more questions that need to be dug into before it moves forward.
Okay, I recommend that we hold this in committee. Councilmember Weber, do you concur with that?
I would concur, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, item number 3.
Can you read the mayor's email response?
Would you like to come up and be recognized?
I didn't realize you were going to have discussion on each.
Well, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
You did make a comment.
Yeah, Robin Taylor again. I was wondering if you would read the mayor's email response to the questions that you sent to her and her explanation. It's, you know, we come to these committee meetings to watch you guys work and to hear you just say, yeah, this needs to stay in committee, and yeah, I agree because there's more stuff that we need to find out about, and then you go on. It's like, where's the work here? So, I think you should clarify a little bit more why. I mean, what kind of work needs to be continued on it? What more questions need to be answered? What questions are you asking that aren't being answered? And I would really be interested in what the mayor's email response was to you that you mentioned at the last growth meeting. Thank you.
Thank you
for your
remarks. What is the current status of the interlocal agreement between Black Diamond, Maple Valley, and Covington for building services? We have given no notice per the contract and are no longer using building services with the City of Covington. This was a personnel issue and cannot be shared with the public. Item 3. Public comment and discussion on the city's concurrency ordinance. Is there any person that would like to speak to the city's concurrency ordinance? Is there any person that would like to speak to the city's concurrency ordinance? Any person that would like to speak? Okay. Several? Yes. Yes.
I just want to add that we keep this on the agenda each meeting. We carry it over because concurrency is kind of an ongoing matter for the city. And since our last growth management meeting, I'm not sure about you, Chair, but I know I haven't received any kind of updates from staff, so that's kind of where it stands.
Yeah. The mayor has indicated that the staff is working on updates, but no update has been received as of yet. So I don't have anything else on this topic at this time. These committee meetings fall into the category of special meeting under state law. This just means that they occur outside the regular set council meetings day and time. Because we have three council members on the committee, we are required to have public notice and an agenda. Committees can only discuss what was publicly noticed. Therefore, agenda items are included that the committee may want to discuss. However, sometimes we don't have significant updates available for the meeting. Item number four, discussion on the comprehensive plan. The next joint meeting with the Planning Commission and the Council is May the 10th. At these joint meetings, we're getting the preliminary draft of comprehensive plan chapters. Each chapter is released just a few days prior to the meeting. Any input at this point is preliminary and prior to the final product. Before the Council can approve a comp plan, the Council will review all of the research and materials, considering all the factors. This committee will do extensive review, and we want to consider input from the public hearings. What can the public do to contribute? The public can continue to give input and stay involved. There is a SurveyMonkey online. You can fill out comment cards at the joint meetings. You can write in to the council or to Barbara Kincaid, Community Development Director. It's useful to look at our existing 2009 comprehensive plan. This is on the city website. The 2009 comprehensive plan is also available in the reference section of our library. So that means you can't take it out, but you can sit there and read it. Is there any person that would like to comment on discussion about the comprehensive plan at this time? Any person that would like to comment? Any person who would like to comment?
Yes.
Councilmember Weber?
I just want to say, I see we've got a couple new faces in the audience we don't normally see at our meetings. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that the comprehensive plan is really important for Black Diamond and its future. It's the citizens' vision of how they want Black Diamond to grow and move forward in the future. So it's very important for everybody to give their input, be it through, like the chair mentioned, through emails, through the survey link on the city website, comment cards at the Joint Planning Commission meetings, public hearings. This is, all our city, so everybody has a voice to give their opinions. And the more information that we take in as a committee and on the council, the better it is. So that's all I want to say.
Thank you. Item five, discussion of committee work program and future agendas. Definitely want to pass 16-1082.
16-1082.
And the concurrency, the comp plan, and then other items that may come forward in the near future.
Yeah, anything new outside of those three items would be noticed on the agenda.
Right.
Like we said, we like to keep the concurrency and the comp plan on because those are continuing ongoing items. So it's important to at least have them on the agenda, like the chair mentioned, that due to a special meeting, things, first to be able to address things, they have to be on the agenda. So we find it better to at least have it on the agenda and maybe not have a discussion, or there may not be a discussion, but at least it's on there if something or someone wants to talk about it. But yeah, those three for sure.
All right. I call for adjournment of this meeting. This meeting is now adjourned. Oh, I have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
This meeting is now adjourned. Again, I'd like to thank you for coming out. We appreciate your interest in local government. Thank you.
You guys just walking down from Lawson Hill?
Yeah.
You guys live over on Newcastle, but
yeah.
Okay. I'm sure we have time.
Hey, Jensen. So, Brandon.
Nice to meet you. So you guys have lived in the neighborhood for a while?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay, so about the same time I have, I live on the K. I'm just on the website. Kind of short meeting tonight, so a little longer.
Yeah, I have a, I think it's only my second meeting in for school.
Oh, yeah. See, project. Well, not for, I mean, it's your class. Yeah, yeah, my middle boy is a junior this year, so he'll be, in here sometime next year.
Yeah, we've done even calling, that's what I've done. Trying to get him caught up because he's behind.
I got three boys, I know exactly my father.
We're trying to make sure he graduates here.
Yeah, very soon.
I was, my oldest one graduated, he graduated in 2015. And so, yeah, he got 14. Yeah, we were like.
Yeah. That's kind of where we are.
Running to the wire, so I fully appreciate that.
So are you aware of Phil Sass?
I'm actually farther down.
Oh, so you're further down, so you're literally on the other side from us.
Yeah, if you go